Now we're going to crown this week's grand champion. Let's bring back from Play Ball, Andrew DeGeer. From Shark Jumping, Sean Horkheimer. From My Clues, Krista Jarzynski. And from Hidden Vegetables, Julie Bramberger Rubik. Our puzzle guru, Archung, will take us out.
Thank you, Ophira. This final round is called House of Games. In this round, every correct answer will have the word house somewhere in the answer. For example, if I said it's a secret hiding place for spies, or the name of a popular spy-themed restaurant right here in Milwaukee, you would say safe house. So we're playing the spelling bee style, so one wrong answer and you're out. You only have a few seconds to give me that answer, and the last person standing will be our Ask Me One More final winner. Remember, every answer will contain the word house. Here we go. Andrew, it's a poker hand with three cards of one value and two cards of another value.
Full house.
That's correct. Sean, this company insists that you don't have to buy any magazines to win its sweepstakes or to receive an oversized check from the prize patrol.
Publisher's Clearinghouse?
Yep, that's right. Krista, this 1978 John Belushi film depicted the adventures of the Delta Tau Chi fraternity at Faber College.
Animal House.
That's right. Julie, after serving 5 months in prison in 2005, Martha Stewart spent another 5 months under this type of confinement.
House arrest.
That's right. Back to Andrew. A mostly southern restaurant chain offering hash browns smothered, covered, chunked, capped, or topped, among other options.
My favorite place on vacation, the Waffle House.
That's right. Sean, it's a type of creature in the Harry Potter universe personified by Dobby.
A house elf?
That is right, a house elf. Krista, an Ibsen play focusing on Torvald and Nora Helmer and their three children. 3 seconds.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, you'll have to step aside. Julie, do you know the answer?
Is it a doll's house?
That is correct. Thank you, Krista. Krista's out. We are back to Andrew. The Kurt Vonnegut book subtitled The Children's Crusade, A Duty Dance with Death. 3 seconds. I'm sorry, you're out of time. Sean, do you know the answer?
Slaughterhouse 5.
That is correct. Andrew is out. We are down to two players, Julie and Sean. Julie, it's the Madness song, which begins with the lyric, Father wears his Sunday best.
I don't know.
Do not know. Sean, if you know this, you will be our winner.
Our house?
That's correct.
Congratulations, Sean. You're our Ask Me Another big winner.
Thank you.
And in celebration of your achievement, our VIPs Amy Mann and Ted Leo have agreed to send you a personalized copy of the song Milwaukee, rewritten to include personal details from your life.
All right, that's pretty cool.
That's our show. Thanks for a great time, Milwaukee. If you're listening at home, you can be a puzzle player anytime, anyplace by downloading our podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, or TuneIn. And to be a contestant on our show, just send an email to askmeanother@npr.org. Ask Me Another's puzzle guru is Art Chung.
Hey, my name anagrams to Narc Thug.
Our house musician is Jonathan Colton.
Now Jolta Cannon.
Additional puzzle writing by James Ramsey, Noah Tarno, Mary Tobler, and J. Keith Van Stratton. Ask Me Another's produced by Jesse Baker.
Jab Seekers.
Josh Rogerson.
Rhino's Jock So.
John Asante.
Hat No Jeans.
Eleanor Kagan.
And Orange Lake.
And our intern, Annabelle Bacon.
And Abba Clone.
Along with Portia Robertson, my guest.
Bargain Tortoise's Romp.
And Eric Newsom. We are recorded by Bill Moss.
Slim Slob.
We'd like to thank the Pabst Theater.
Pets That Bear.
WUWM.
MUWW.
And our production partner, WNYC. I'm her ripe begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.